Hi, everybody. This is Mary. I'm going to be sending this to my podcast and to BCT. And if anybody wants to use it, especially for main menu, then you're welcome to do so. I'm going to be talking about a few new tech toys that I got this week. I put in the order on the 1st of January, very late, and the order went out on Tuesday the 2nd of 2007, and I got part of it yesterday and the rest of it today. This was recorded on the 5th of January 2007, on a Friday. And the items that I got, I'm sitting here looking specifically at the names of the items that were on the website where I got these things, so I can give you the precise name. I got all of these from mwave.com. That's M as in mother, W-A-V as in Victor, E.com. They are a company out of Los Angeles, and since I happen to live in Northern California, then I find it convenient to order from places like that because it doesn't take very long for the items to get here. But I admit that I did specify two-day FedEx, so that kind of speeded things up a little bit. Total price that I paid for these things was a little over $350, I think. About $12 or $13 of that was for the special shipping, and around $33, $34 of that was for the first item that I am going to mention, which is the Kingwin, K-I-N-G-W-I-N, as in the King of Windows. That's how you kind of remember the name. Anyway, the model is UC3. The device is the Ultra Cool 3-in-1 Multifunction Notebook Cooler Pad with 8-in-1 card reader and 3 USB port hub. And it's wonderful. I'm going to be talking about that first. I also ordered two Cables to Go 7-port aluminum USB hubs, and they're terrific. They are all metal. They're very, very, very small. Each of them has a little slide-out base that has two holes in it, and you can put two screws in the base and attach them to your desk if you would want to do that. I didn't do that. I threw out the little base pieces because they were just kind of in the way. And since the hubs slide in and out, right to left of these things, they don't stay in very well. And I thought, well, what a nuisance. So I tossed them. Now the third item that I got were two, was, or were, third items, were two Western Digital 160GB MyBook Essential External Hard Drives, and that's what they're called on the website. Now, that's my packmate I'm turning off. The debate kind of went through my head as far as whether I should get a MyBook or a Passport, and I wasn't really sure which one I wanted, but when I looked at some of the descriptions of the Passport, it said that it had some extra backup features where you could push a button and it would back up your drive automatically. I said, I don't want to do that because I use backup software that I happen to like very much. So I've got it pretty much all set up the way that I like it, and I don't want some hard drive trying to intrude on my way of doing things by insisting on using its own particular little method. So I said, no, no, no. I just want a thing with a power cord and a USB plug and perhaps a power button on the side, and that's it. So that's what I got. Now, I'm going to describe, first of all, the cooler pad. It's a flat plastic pad, not flexible, but it's a hard plastic, and it's probably about half an inch thick, maybe somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch thick, and I'd say it's about 13 inches square, although it may not totally be square. On the top of it, the top surface that your laptop sits on, there are two grids that, well, they're divided. One grid is on the left side and the other grid is on the right side. And I would imagine this is where the air circulates. Along the top edge of this thing, there are three USB ports. And this is for USB 2.0. And I have to warn you that if you turn the fan off, and I'll get to that in a minute, then the ports themselves will heat up, so you need to keep the fan on, even just at the lowest setting, which is what I do. Along the bottom edge, the left edge, there are four slots for different types of cards, two slots above the other two, and I can tell you that when the fan is off, the slots still work, and the USB ports, I guess, still work. I haven't used those with the fan off. But the slots are very, very convenient. I use a lot of compact flash cards, and even though I have a couple of compact flash card readers here, it's still very nice to have this cooling pad sitting right underneath your laptop while it's sitting on your desk, and you can just reach right there in front of you and slide a card in or pull it out. Along the right front edge, there are two items. One of them is a place where you find a sliding switch. The right position turns the fan off, the left turns the fan on. And to the left of that is a thumb wheel. In the rightmost position it stops, and that's the lowest setting for the fan. It's a very quiet fan. The speed of the fan gets higher and a little louder as you move this thumb wheel to the left. It stops at the maximum setting, so it just depends on what you need it for. You know, there's no detent or anything in the middle. The AC adapter plug is in the back, along with the place where you plug in your connector, your USB connector to your PC. They're located to the left of the USB ports along the back side. By back, I mean the part that is farthest away from you. And by front, where the card slots are, I mean the part that is closest to you as you're sitting in front of the desk. And the AC adapter is a wallwart. It's a little fatter than the other wallworts that I'm going to be talking about. But I think some of these companies are trying to set things up so that you don't have to use two or three positions on your power strip to accommodate a wall wart. So that is essentially what the fan is, and the cooling pad, and it's just a really nice little unit. I paid about $30 for it. The USB hubs are powered. I got two of them because I always have a lot of USB stuff that I want to plug in. I have enough cables, but I never have enough places to plug them in, so I got two of these, and they're all metal parts. The wall warts for these are tall and skinny, and I've seen these on newer devices, and I think it's really nice because you can actually fit them into a regular power strip. These hubs are very small, probably about 3/4 of an inch wide, about 1/2 inch thick, and I'd say about 3 to 4 inches long. They have three USB ports on one edge and four plus a USB connector and the AC power plug on the other edge. You can chain one of these to another. For example, you can plug the output end of your USB cable into the place next to the AC adapter, and the other end into another USB hub, but using one of the 7 USB connectors. And the end of the chain would allow you to plug the USB cable into the usual output, which is right next to your AC adapter plug, and the other end into your PC, so you can chain up to 127 devices with these hubs. It's really, really nice because it lets you use only one USB port, and yet you would have all these things chained off of it. I'm really happy with these. They are very fast, and they have found everything that I've thrown at them, and I have a lot of stuff to throw at them. Everything from my new hard drives, which I'm going to talk about next, to my extra CD drive, to my, oh, I don't know what, microphone and scanner and heaven knows what else. So there isn't really too much more to say about the USB hubs. I must say right here that M-Wave has never done me wrong. I have been really satisfied with everything I got from them. The first thing I bought was the CD and DVD copier that I reviewed last year. I'm going to talk about the My Book, and it is in fact shaped like a very thick hardcover book, and they have a wide range of disk capacities. I almost got the 80 gig drive, because what I had originally were 40 gig, and I think I had only used probably about a quarter of that capacity, and I thought, I am making podcasts, and I do want to keep them, and I do like to keep other people's, not everything, but there are some that are very, very special that I find fascinating, either technologically or musically, or the people are interesting, or, you know, things like that. Just neat stuff that I'm not really a pack rat when it comes to keeping a lot of podcasts around, so I don't need a huge drive, but they do have them. They've got up to 500 gig, my goodness. So I decided that for just probably about $10 or $15 more, I can get twice the capacity, so that's what I did. I ordered two 160 gig drives, and the reason I got two of them is because I keep all of my personal information on one, and every so often I back it up to my second drive, so that if something goes bad, then I've got at least one drive that's fairly recent. So these drives have a really, really nice design. You can stand them up vertically, or you can lay them down horizontally, which is what I have done with them, because I wanted to set my little very lightweight CD-DVD player on top of them, and so that's what I did. And to describe what these things look like, the front cover and the back cover have kind of in the middle, about maybe a little more than halfway down, they have raised letters, WD. The W looks like lines going up and down, which is the way a W is. A D looks sort of like a half circle with the loop part on the right and a straight line connecting the top and bottom curved portions on the left of it, and the center of the D is hollow. So the way that you know that you got the thing oriented correctly is to look for the D nearer the right side. If the D is on the left side and is backwards, then you know you got it wrong. It's interesting because if you turn this thing over and you have it set so that the spine is on the right side, as if you had actually closed the book after reading the last page, then the W is on the left and the D is on the right, and it's almost like you have the book face down with the spine on the right. When it's in the correct orientation, the spine is on the left. And the spine contains a very large circular power button. And this is used if you find that your drive does not switch off when the computer turns off. You just push that button and the drive goes bye-bye and turns off. One of the things that I like about this is that the drive makes specific noise when it turns off. So you know that it's turning off. You just have no doubt in your mind that it's off. However, when it runs, it's rather quiet. And I just think this is great. It turns on when the PC turns on. So it knows that when PC power is coming up, that it knows it's supposed to turn on. There are all kinds of vents and stuff going kind of around the edges where you would reach into a book and feel the edges of the pages. On the edge across from the spine, say you've got the spine on the left and the right edge across from it, there are two items. One is the USB jack. The other is a power supply jack for the AC adapter. And the adapter for this thing is a brick type deal, kind of what you see on a lot of things these days, where one end has the connection to the PC, the other end has the connection to the wall. So you can easily plug this into a power strip and it'll be fine. And I noticed that the brick did not get very hot, which is great, because sometimes I'm always afraid some of these things are going to overheat, but these do not. And they are lightning fast, I must tell you. The drives that these are replacing are old. They're 40 gig. They run on USB 1.1. I bought them probably around the beginning of 2002. And they got a lot of really hard use. And I'll get into installation in a minute, but I want to mention that I had a lot of stuff on these old drives. One of them was a backup, so I didn't have to copy that one, but I did have to copy the other one to one of the MyBook drives. And that, by the way, is written MySpaceBook, two words. And these are Western Digital. And so I had to copy all the stuff from my old drive that was made for USB 1.1 to this new one that is made for USB 2.0. And it took probably about 4.5 hours because the old drive was slow when it had to look for all the stuff, and there were some rather big files, and this one file in particular was a WAV file, and it was pretty huge, and it took at least, goodness, about 45 minutes. It was just big. And so it did it, but it took forever. So I was off doing other things while it was off on its little merry way copying. And so I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and make a backup of all this stuff on this new drive. I may as well just do the backup. So I installed the new drive, the second one, with the first one. I already had the all the data copied to the first one. And started it up and started the copy. I just did a vanilla Windows copy. And I highlighted all of the directories on the drive that I wanted to copy. I did not copy the ones that were pre-installed. I left that alone. And so, you know, it was a copy-paste kind of deal. I went to the new drive and I did Control-V to paste. And started it up. And believe it or not, it took 45 minutes. I'm not kidding you. It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe how fast that thing sailed through all that data. It was just really something. Even podcasts that were 20, 30, 40 meg, I mean, it just didn't care. It just sailed right on through. It was great. And that big, huge WAV file that I had on there, it couldn't have taken more than about 5 minutes to copy that thing. I just couldn't believe it. I actually sat there and watched. I watched the whole thing. I was sitting there in the Braille display just watching this stuff. It was just really neat. If you want a really fast drive, then try one of these. Now, the installation is really, really simple. You just plug the stuff in, and it just comes right up. It tells you that it found a new device, and you don't have to do a thing. Just sit there for about 10, 20 seconds, and it'll behave itself and settle down, and you can go to My Computer or Windows Explorer, whatever you use, and poke around and see what you got. Initially, there is some data on the drive, and if you're using XP or, I would guess, 2000, then you're all right. But if you're using 98 or Millennium, then you've got to go out to the Western Digital website and get the device drivers for this stuff, because otherwise it's not going to work. There are a couple of different folders on this new drive, and there is one file. One of the folders is called Auto Run, and it has a few items in it, and the file is also called Auto Run, and the file extension is INF, as in info. It's autorun.inf. The other folder is WD_Windows_Tools. It's something similar to that. And within that folder, there are a number of items. One is a copy of Adobe. And there are a number of folders in there in different languages: Spanish, Italian, German, English, and maybe one or two others. And these folders, at least I looked at the English one, contain one item, which is the quick install guide in a PDF file. And that's not even worth reading, because all it tells you to do is just plug everything in and you're in. The documentation that comes with the unit, I haven't even looked at. There are a couple of items, a couple of booklets, one smaller than the other, at least smaller in the number of pages. The other folders in the Windows Tools folder contain various pieces of software. One has to do with Google. There is a setup.exe file within the Windows Tools folder itself. There are also setup files inside of the subfolders inside of the tools folder. So there's quite a bit of stuff there, but I never used any of it. I have not felt the need for it, and I'm just going to leave it alone. The devices work perfectly fine without any of this extra stuff. One more thing about these drives. As with the drive for my new PC, they were formatted from the factory in FAT32. And for Windows XP, you need to convert them to NTFS. So the way that you do that, you go to the command prompt, and at the command prompt, you type the following: convert, that's CONVERT, space, your drive letter. In my case, I'll have to do this command for both of my drives. Let's say your drive letter is J. Convert, space, J colon, space, slash, FS colon, NTFS. And FS stands for file system. And you press enter on that. One of the questions that you're going to get asked is the drive label. And the way you can find that out is to go to your disk drive with my computer or with Windows Explorer, press the application key, and you'll get into a menu, and you up arrow once, and it'll say Properties. You'll get into a box that, as you tab around, it will tell you the drive label. For the My Book disks, the label is two words, capital M, lowercase y, space, capital B, lowercase OOK. It will come back and say that it can't convert due to open files, and so you answer yes to the questions that it asks you, and it will convert automatically at the next boot up. So what you might want to do is, once you're done with these drives, or with the drive that you bought, then you type these commands, and then you exit. You type the word exit to get out of the command prompt and press enter. And then you reboot your PC, and that way it'll all be taken care of. And it does not destroy any of the files on your drive, so you don't have to reformat and add files to your drive and recopy them and all that kind of thing. It took my hard drive about 5 minutes, and my drive is 80 gig. So it may take longer since these drives are bigger, I don't know. But that's how you do it. It's just command prompt and convert space drive letter colon space slash fs colon ntfs. And that should do it. Well, I just ran the conversion, and I did not have any open files on those drives, so it went ahead and just did it. And it was quite interesting. Once it got the disk labels, it just went ahead and converted, and it gave some very interesting statistics. One thing that I found kind of interesting is I've got nearly 10,000 files on the drives. Not total, but on each drive. So it's amazing to me. I keep wondering, what are all those files? I guess a lot of them are Braille books. So that's what I keep on there. But a healthy dose of them, of course, are MP3 files and WAV files. So it did the conversion in about 15 seconds. So if you've got no open files on your drive, it'll just immediately convert for you. That, in essence, is the stuff that I bought. Mostly because I really had to. Those drives were starting to show bad sectors, and I saw that the other night, and I said, oh no, I gotta do something about this. And my old dependable USB hubs were set up for USB 1.1, and I am so glad that I finally found some new dependable hubs for 2.0. And then the other thing was the cooling fan and the cooling pad, which isn't really an absolute necessity, but it sure is convenient. I'll tell you what, it's just great. I hope that some of these things have been interesting and have pointed you in the direction to getting a couple of things that you might like to have. So thank you for listening to this. If you want to contact me, you can. My email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC, Simon Baker Charlie Global, SBC GLOB, as in Baker, AL, .net. And feel free to email if you have any questions or if I left something out. And have a good one. Bye for this time.